Yes, it is true. There was a meeting organized by the SAPES Trust where we were analyzing the voting trends in the recent referendum, particularly trying to say where would you say the so-called yes vote was coming from. There were some who were thinking that the yes vote was coming from mainly MDC supporters, whereas others thought it was coming mainly from ZANU-PF supporters. When I made my analysis and my presentation, I observed that, in my view, most of the yes voters were coming from ZANU-PF supporters. That was like the kind of conclusion that I drew from our analysis.
Do you see this translating into a ZANU-PF victory come general elections?
Not necessarily. The purpose of an analysis is to inform action, to inform how people must behave. In this case, for ZANU-PF, it would be perhaps to strengthen their turnout. For the MDC, it would be for them to be alert to the fact that should nothing else happen, they risk being defeated unless they ensure that their supporters in the urban areas are registered and actually turn out to vote. An analysis is not a prediction. It is simply there to state the facts and to allow those who benefit from the facts or who may suffer from the facts to take appropriate action.
There are some who think that it's not proper to compare the referendum and the general election. What's your take on this?
It is possible that we may not need to draw any conclusions from the referendum. But as far as I'm concerned, I think it would be unwise for anyone not to draw any lessons from the referendum.